Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio. I'm Justin T. Weller.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's fantabulous episode. It's a Wednesday, also known as Hump Day, one of Cam's most favorite days ever, despite being terribly sick.
I am still terribly sick. I feel worse today than I did yesterday.
Poor Cam.
Oh, no.
I have something tech news related, two things that are kind of at different ends of the spectrum, but that may interest you that I saw. Flying taxis, Cam. Uber and NASA just paired up to make this happen. Have you heard anything about this?
Nope.
Yep. According to NBC News, Uber is taking a big step toward making its version of flying vehicles a reality, announcing on Wednesday an agreement with NASA to develop a fleet of air taxis by 2020.
Air taxis.
Air taxis. They've got a pretty cool picture, not going to lie. It's like,
what's the point?
Looks like a helicopter, except with wings on either side and rotors.
Love it.
Yep. Pretty neato.
I state again, why? What's the point?
Of an air taxi?
Sure. Do they have
traffic?
The permits to just fly that? Where can they land it?
Well, I'm sure that's what they're working on. The picture they show here is on top of like a skyscraper.
Wow.
Yep. So I guess I'm sure the assumption is, especially in big cities, instead of fighting the traffic, you can just fly up in the air, no traffic, get to your destination much quicker, and in some cases just land on the building that you're going to.
Ah, well, that would make sense, especially if they had helipads and things like that.
Yep. That's what the picture looks like. I'll send it to you so you can see it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for sending it to me so I can see it.
So what'd you do yesterday?
I had a lot of shows to do and upload, so I did that. And then I slept to try and heal. And it worked stupendously, as you can hear.
That's right. It's clear that you're all better.
Yep.
I sent that to you. So, according to the article, the idea is to build a network of vertical takeoff and landing aircraft that would greatly reduce commutes while also helping to ease vehicle pollution in major cities.
Neat.
In a video released Wednesday by Uber, the company showed that it would be what it would be like to order a seat on one of the aircraft which would take off and land vertically.
Wow.
You push a button, fly over the city, and you land. No volatility.
Anybody flying this thing?
Oh, interesting. Yes, at least to start with. A commute between San Francisco and San Jose, which would typically take 2 hours during rush hour and cost $111, would be cut down to just 15 minutes.
Holy hell.
Yep. The route by air could initially cost $129, with the price dropping to $43 in the near term and $20 in the long term.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. $20 to buy a helicopter. Or a plane, helicopter, Uber taxi.
That's right. A plane, helicopter, Uber taxi. $20 to get you from San Francisco to San Jose in 15 minutes.
That's pretty ridiculous.
See, Cam, that means that you could, I mean, for the most part, you know, you get all these frickin', what'd you call it? A helicopter Uber taxi.
Helicopter plane Uber taxi.
Helicopter plane Uber taxi. There, we got it. And you could just live pretty much wherever you want and just frickin' take your helicopter plane Uber taxi to work.
Dude, that sounds like the play. Yep. I tell you what, Elon Musk is trying to go under the freeways in LA. Uber has said, no, we'll go above.
That's right. It's funny because there's a related article. Elon Musk reveals first photo of tunnel under LA to bypass traffic.
I love it that we've become a society where, you know, we want so desperately to be convenienced and things like that, that we will try anything to to get past traffic.
Huh. While Uber, they wrote in the article, while Uber is going high, Elon Musk is going low.
I see. Yep. I wrote the article, Justin. It was, okay. I knew we were going to talk about this.
So, Alyssa Newcomb is your pseudonym.
Yes.
Got it. You know, I always kind of pegged you as an Alyssa.
Me too.
Yep. The Boring Company for Elon Musk's idea is making real progress on its first tunnel, apparently. Last month, the Tesla SpaceX CEO showed off the first photo of a tunnel being dug in the Los Angeles area.
I thought they couldn't dig the tunnel quick enough with current technology. Was that a lie?
No, apparently they can.
All right.
Because he thinks that by the end of the year, to the 101, yeah. So he said it should be 2 miles long in 3 or 4 months and hopefully stretch the whole 405, which is the north to south corridor from Los Angeles International Airport to the 101 in a year or so.
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
They're digging it quick then.
Ah, see, he says the way that Musk sees it, cars and people would be able to travel through the Boring Company's network of tunnels on an electric sled.
Woo!
The sleds would pick them up at a designated spot above ground along the tunnel network. The cars would then be taken in an elevator down to the tunnel where the sleds could reach speeds as high as 150 miles an hour, getting people where they need to be faster and making rush hour traffic a relic of the past.
I'm telling you what, I can't wait. Well, I can, because it would be horrifically tragic, but it just sounds so prone to just, hey, the lock slipped, you're going 150 in this car, and you just lose where you're at in this electric sled and just whamzos into a wall.
Yeah, whamzos?
Whamzos. I tell you, it's scary.
It's pretty nuts. Yeah, I don't know. The future of transportation will be quite interesting. I'm kind of sad, though, that no one has picked up our State of Us idea yet, which is just, you know, demolish the interstates and put in high-speed rail.
The highest of speed rail. I thought we said put it above the freeways.
Well, we did. We, you know, the medium in between, and then sell the freeways to private companies.
There you go.
And then let them toll the heck out of you so that you take the train instead.
Toll the heck out of you.
Did you hear about the Facebook news from The Guardian?
Uh-uh. What happened?
Facebook asks users for nude photos in a project to combat revenge porn.
Okay.
Yep. Facebook is asking users, this is again from The Guardian today, Facebook is asking users to send the company their nude photos in an effort to tackle revenge porn, in an attempt to give some control back to victims of this type of abuse. Individuals who have shared intimate nude or sexual images with partners and are worried that the partner or ex-partner might distribute them without their consent can use Messenger to send the images to be, quote, hashed. This means that the company converts the image into a unique digital fingerprint that can be used to identify and block any attempts to re-upload that same image.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
So it's kind of like I'm going to send this picture to my significant other, and then as a backup, I'm going to send it to Facebook.
Is it cheating on your significant other to send a naked picture of yourself to Facebook?
That is a fantastic question. I guess it depends on if Facebook is how they're going to use said photo.
Is there a real person there monitoring all the photos coming in?
That's what I'm.
Do you think there's a tech that just is like, well, you have to look at all the nude photos, all of them, and it's like, ah, I don't know if I like all these. Just freaking out.
Wow. I also, you know, the other concern here, obviously, is that if all these photos that Facebook has and Facebook gets hacked, I feel like that could be a significant leak. The nudes everywhere.
The nudes. Yeah, dude. I mean, you're telling me people wouldn't immediately try to hack Facebook for all those?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if it works, I guess it's a good thing.
Did you see, do you know who Sia is?
Sia?
Sia. She's an artist. She has her hair in front of her face all the time. She wears a big bow. She's half of it's blonde, half of it's black hair. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
She got her nudes, quote unquote. It's only her backside, however, but it's still, I mean, you know, not very cool of a paparazzi who took it of her while she was out on a balcony somewhere on vacation, and he was trying to sell it to people. And she, on her Twitter, just released the picture and said, "Don't buy it from this guy. Here it is for free." And I was just like, no, that's such a different approach than I have ever seen any celebrity take when it comes to their nude pictures. She just released her own nudes. She's taking the power bank, baby. And I thought, I think that's pretty cool. I don't know if it's the correct decision, but it's a decision. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different way to combat it. Definitely kind of takes the power out of what the other person was trying to do. Apparently, roughly 4% of U.S. internet users have been victims of revenge porn, according to a 2016 report. The proportion rises to 10% when dealing with women under the age of 30. So, I guess, hey, it's a problem. And Facebook is, they're trying to do something to stop it. And to be fair, to give some credit to our good old Microsoft, the technology that Facebook is using was first developed in 2009 by Microsoft.
Neat. So, wait a minute. Did you say 30% when it comes to females under 30?
Yep, 30%.
Wowie zowie.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess it is a substantial enough problem that definitely merits some paying attention to. And Facebook's like, hey, we're the biggest social media ever, so we'll pay attention to it.
You know, I don't like telling people how to live their life until I do. But I tell you what, man, advice from Cam. Don't send nudie pics. Bad nose.
Yeah. Then you don't have to worry about it. So, of course, apparently now you don't have to worry about it either, because Facebook's just like, nope.
Then you can just send your nudes to Facebook. I wonder if you can ask the guy, like the tech who has to look at all the nudie pics, be like, hey, tech guy, how am I looking? Like, you think I'm looking good? You think he'll respond? You think he'll be like, yeah, you looking good. Like, you didn't even send this nude to anyone. It can't even be, like, hacked into or revenge porned because no one else has it. But
well, I mean, what we learned yesterday is that people probably asked Alexa that.
There you go. I asked her actually about the depression thing, and she tells you to call the hotline. And I know.
She's
says,
looking out
I'm sorry.
You,
she says, I'm sorry you feel that way. There are many people that you can talk to. You should talk to a teacher or a psychiatrist or something like that. And then she said, and you can also call this number. And she rattled off the suicide hotline number. And I was like, whoa. Ain't that
thanks,
a thing?
Alexa. Huh. Well, I think what I'm getting the gist of, it doesn't directly tell me in the article, is that the program is automated. So there's no person who sees these.
Ah, darn it. I wanted to ask the tech if my nude was looking good.
Well,
oh, no. Why? Stop it.
It's been a great conversation so far. You can tell by my yawn. And when you tune in to the Nerdcast, you'll be sure to hear Alex, Ben, and Cammy talking about the news that makes them the most excited. Movies, shows, video games, and tons of nerd references all wrapped up into the greatest geek powwow that there ever was. Tune in every Saturday by 9 p.m. Eastern Time in addition to the Nerdcast. True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app, TRUECHAT. If you want to join the discussion, tweet at truechatinc or just leave a comment on our website or app. turning our attention back to the Cam Man. So, it's hump day. How many more days of sickness are you feeling?
I'm hoping this is the last one. It's the dream that this is the last one. But we'll see.
Okay, so is it getting better, you feel like, noticeably?
No, kinda. I mean, the throat is less sore, but the voice still sucks. And the tiredness is still here.
Oh.
So I think so, but I don't know.
Well, good luck to Cam, I guess. How's your phone doing?
Thanks, pal. What do you mean, how my phone doing?
Well, I know it was freaking out the last time.
Freaking out! No, I mean, it's doing fine. Speaker doesn't work, but other than that, it's rocking and rolling.
Okay. I think it's time to switch to a different kind of phone.
Nah. Note 4s were just made like garbage.
So just stick with it.
Huh? No, I need a different phone than a Note 4. I thought you were insinuating that I needed to step away from Samsung products.
Well, possibly that too. I mean, they've not been having a lot of great luck lately.
Yeah. Their new Note, really cool though. Got to play with it because one of my buddies works at a Sprint store. Well, actually two of my buddies, but only one of them actually got the phone. Ooh, it's sharp and it runs real well.
Hey, that's what you should do. You should get a job at a phone store for like 2 weeks, get yourself a phone at a great discount, and then quit.
There you go. They totally won't be able to come back down on me for that or anything.
I don't know. I feel like if you've already paid them for it, I don't think they can just be like, "Ah, we're coming back, and now you need to give us more money."
Bring the wagons back around. We gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
And
there's an article that Snapchat's continuing to sputter.
Sputter?
Yes. They've slowed to a crawl, according to CNET.
By God. Well, we knew it was going to happen. The death of Snapchat is upon us.
So, Cam, your official prediction, does Snapchat get gobbled up by, like, Instagram? Or are they just allowed to slowly wither and die?
I think they're allowed to slowly wither and die. I don't know, though. Like, don't they have, like, one of the best statistics when it comes to, like, users' concurrent use than, like, any other social media? Because of, like, the snap streaks and things like that? Am I making that up? I feel like I read that somewhere.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, Snapchat is not able to get the large crowd, but it's able to get the dedicated crowd. So they might get bought up, actually, the more that I think about that. Because their platform incentivizes people to get on every day. That's why people get addicted to, you know, online games like Candy Crush or anything else like that, because it incentivizes you. Oh, you better get on or you're going to miss this reward that we're going to give you, and you get 3 more games of Candy Crush. And it's crazy pants.
Did you know that they experienced at least a 4-hour worldwide outage on Monday?
Who dat?
Snapchat.
Did they get hacked?
No.
Just bad?
Yeah, I mean, but apparently there was a flood of complaints on the rival mobile application, Twitter.
Well, apparently Twitter is not doing so hot either, so. And I've heard Twitter is dying for 3 years, and it seems like they're only, you know, becoming more powerful. Did you see that, Does everybody have 280 characters?
I don't think so. I don't think I do.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
I thought they were just testing it.
I heard the other day that everybody has it now. Oh, my Lord. I think everybody has 280 characters. Holy smokes. 280 characters. Yeah, everybody's got it, for sure. I'm just typing gibberish into my phone. And it's just going and going and going.
I am typing.
Oh, yep, because guess who has 280 characters? Your boy, Donald Trump.
Yay. Has he sent out, do we know, has he sent out one with 280 characters?
Well, he sent out one with more than 140. I'm looking at
Donald J. Trump at Ariel.
On behalf of FLOTUS, Melania and I, thank you for an unforgettable afternoon and evening at the Forbidden City in Beijing. President Xi and Madam Peng Li Yuan, I'm so sorry. I probably butchered that. I'm a dumb white American piece of crap. We are looking forward to rejoining you tomorrow morning. That's way more than 140.
Yep. Love it. So, Pam, will it save Twitter?
280? Nah, yep. I hate it. I really don't like it.
You'll say that until you send your first 280 post or anything over 140.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I liked the restrictions that that Twitter gave you. I feel like it made people be more creative on the social media site.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that was kind of a staple of their thing, of their platform. But I don't know. I mean, you're still restricted. You're just not as restricted.
Yeah, I'll get used to it. So will everyone else. You'll just see like 2 to 3 tweets in your timeline instead of your normal 3 to 4. That's pretty much the only difference. You still only read the tweets that you want to read.
That's true. And
but like,
I mean,
when only certain people had 280, I just wouldn't read the long ones. Just wouldn't have it.
Well, I have another thought too about maybe what this might do that's a positive thing. But before we get to that, at True Chat, there's nothing. That's right, nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org. And now we'll turn our attention back to Cam. Could this Cam start to solve the attention span issue of millennials? Because, I mean, we know that in part social media is responsible for our snippets of info and not reading anything in depth. And Twitter, obviously being one of the most commonly cited causes of that, is that you have to try to fit an opinion into 140 characters, which doesn't really leave you any room to support said argument.
Wait, what?
Did your brain just explode?
Yes. I'm very confused.
Okay. So, as of, you know, like the last 5 years, you've been hearing tons of news about how millennials' attention span is just broken and is dead. And you can hold their attention for like 5 seconds.
Everybody's attention span is like that now with technology, but go ahead.
Right. I'm just telling you what, I'm just recapping the news. Anyway,
it's not news. It's fake news.
Okay. Fake news perpetrated by the Russians. Actually, it's not wrong. It's just doesn't happen to include the other groups. Because if everyone's affected by it, then obviously also millennials are. But yes, they should include that everyone is being affected
by
this.
I agree. It's like that.
Anyway, not super relevant to what I was trying to get at, but everyone whose attention span has been zapped by social media, doesn't them switching to 280, wouldn't this start to help in the long run? Because now instead of having one or like two sentences, you can have like 3 or 4 sentences, which again gives you more time and space to make your argument and also possibly support it, which would be nice.
Well, God, I hope it makes Twitter politics better, because boy,
yeah,
it'll make people sound a lot more intelligent. Maybe this will help Donald Trump more than anybody else. He'll get to flesh out his tweets. We won't have to wait 3 hours for the continuation of his famous ... tweets anymore.
... Oh, I bet that'll still happen now. Now he'll do 280 and ...
And ... at the end. My Lord.
Just ... everything. Then no one can accuse you of that being your opinion, because you can just come back and say, wow, I wasn't finished.
And here's the opposite thing of what I was saying.
That's right. If I had been able to finish, I then would have said that everything I just said is one possible situation, but what I actually feel is blankety blank blank blank.
Bingo. You got it.
Bingo bango?
Bingo bango.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
So that's a possibility. I'm sorry that zapped your brain, but I didn't mean it.
I know you didn't mean it, but it happened. I was there for it. It all went downhill very quickly. But I think we'll recover as a species and as a people.
Did you know that November is hashtag hire a veteran month?
I did know that because I've heard a lot of campaigns supporting it.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. Did you vote yesterday?
I did not because we switched our voting address, but they didn't get it all done in time. And this is not talking bad about anybody in particular, but
excuses.
I think that election offices in smaller communities, such as Champaign County, are overworked and probably underpaid. And when you come in like a week before the election, they're really busy. So even though we could have cast a provisional ballot, they didn't figure out where we were supposed to vote, even though technically I think you can cast a provisional ballot just at the Board of Elections if you want to. It was just easier to not mess with the hassle because, I mean, your provisional ballot doesn't get counted until like a month or two later. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah. I did not vote either.
Wow.
I was going to, but then I was sick. And I was trying to rest it off, and then I didn't want to go into the polling place and get other people sick, so I decided not to.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Yes, actually, it was. I was very interested in a lot of the elections we had going on. I wanted to vote for the mayor of Cincinnati. I don't know who won, to be honest with you.
I mean, I feel like, you know, who won the mayoral race?
John Cranley, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's who I wanted to win, so good deal.
Oh, you wanted Cranley? You didn't want Yvette Simpson?
I did not want Yvette Simpson, no.
Wow, look at you, freaking white, good for nothing.
Racist. I'm a racist. That's what it was.
Racist,
I didn't just disagree with her race baiting and policies. No, it's because I'm racist. That's what it is. You caught me.
Really? What was part of, what did you not like about Yvette Simpson's platform?
I really, the beginning of her platform was very pandering. Like and Cranley did it too, for what it's worth. Everybody does it in elections, but I feel like he did it a lot less and a lot less publicized. She tried to win a race like people on Twitter try to win arguments, where you just, you know, anything that, you know, if people disagree with you, they're a racist and they're a bigot. And I don't like when people try to win that way. Obama didn't have to win that way. And tons of people were very bigoted towards him. And he was just cool, calm, and collected and won himself two terms that he, you know, he deserved because he ran hella good campaigns in 2008 and 2012. I didn't think she ran her campaign up to the standards that I'd like a Cincinnati mayoral candidate to run.
Hmm. Interesting.
John Cranley.
All right. Well, I don't want to get too far into politics.
And I hope they help the Western Hills Viaduct because it's falling over. And I wanted to vote for the people who had that on their agenda, but I sadly didn't go in and vote.
Yeah,
so then it will crumble and it is all my fault.
You probably had, yep, that's the bioduct is going to fall over and it will be your problem.
So. I'm aware. I need people to live in love with the West Side, baby.
You also didn't get to vote for your Delhi representatives.
Delhi representative. I know. There were a lot of people out rocking and rolling this weekend in Delhi. Must have been a tight race.
Ooh, tight race. Well, you'll have to find out who your, you know, who your councilman is, who's representing you in the great village area and, you know, suburban metro area.
Well, we have our own government here in Delhi.
Yeah, I know. I meant, remember, I met one of the councilmen.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, I'm a councilman of Del High. And I said, oh, I know someone who lives in Del High.
How are you serving him? Is that what you said?
No, oh. I did not say that.
Well, darn it. I'll have to see. I know, because it's weird, because Western Hills is part of the whole Cincinnati thing, but Del High is its own little thing. So, who knows? It's all
its own little thing. Thingy.
It's all a weird separation of powers thing that doesn't really
That's
make a
right.
ton of sense.
I mean, everything will get eaten by Cincinnati slowly but surely.
You think? Delhi free people don't like that.
The only reason why Norwood has not yet gotten eaten, and if you look at a map, is surrounded by Cincinnati, is to just provide a tax shelter for businesses.
And the university, correct?
No. Both Xavier and the University of Cincinnati are in the city of Cincinnati.
Well, I'll be dipped. I didn't even know.
Dang. Oh. Anyway, it's about time, Cam. And tomorrow, it'll be Friday Eve, and Cam will be hyped. He'll be all better. He will will his sickness away, and he'll be ready to rock.
That's the dream.
As always, we can't thank you enough for tuning in to True Chat. Don't forget that you can join the conversation on our app or website, truechat.org. Also there, you can send Cam get well soon messages.
Whoa.
And if you already listen to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other lame platform, you can subscribe to our shows there. For the True Chat Show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio, I'm Justin T. Wells.
And I'm Cam Pierce.
We'll see you next time on the True Chat Show. I'll be the champ.